possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He lines one down the right field line. Dylan Carlson, who was 0 for August, he had two knocks last night. He singles with two outs. So this all happened with two outs after Yennier Cano kind of struggled there in the ninth inning. But Jackson Holliday, he lines one down the line. The mind-boggling thing, Nolan, get in here. Because saw it a couple of nights ago when Mountie almost hit the three-run homer.
Right.
Yeah, the Orioles hadn't had a walk-off win all year long. I'm like, and that kind of been their calling card since the middle of 2022, where they get all these dramatic wins and walk-off this and Gatorade showers that. I was floored. And then to finally get it against a good team. Trevor Rogers, brilliant yet again. Yeah. Gilbert was outstanding as well. Mountie hits the home run off the wall, bounces into the stands. That was great. But the first walk-off win of the year, I guess, let me just double check. When you're 54 and 66, all of a sudden kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I first heard the stat yesterday and I just thought, oh, they haven't had a walk-off home run yet. But they've had to have had a walk-off single, a sack fly. You're telling me that didn't even happen? It is hard to believe. But last night, hell of a game. It stinks to blow it there in the top of the ninth, but to immediately respond. And, hey, Jackson Holliday the hero, but give Dylan Carlson credit. Two outs there just to find a way to get on, keep it going. Could have easily folded there with the season he's having, this tough stretch that he's in. Could have easily packed it up and said, all right, we're going to extras. We kept playing.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed at Carlson because I thought he could be a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he can play all three outfield spots. He was a ballyhooed prospect in the Cardinals organization, but 0 for 35, hadn't had a hit, and then he finally breaks through with an infield dribbler. But two legit knocks last night, including one that proved to be the game winner for the Orioles. Wanted to see more from him. I mean, there's still another 6 weeks left. Dylan Beavers is coming up, we think. Right? Maybe tomorrow, certainly for Houston. So who's going to get sacrificed? Is it, Noda? Will it be Carlson? I don't know. But Beavers, we all are encouraged by that. But Jackson Holliday, the power numbers have kind of dwindled big time. And that was a rope down the right field line. And, he was kind of in no man's land when they tied it. Seattle, when the Orioles were playing in.
Oh, I mean, that was like a goalie, man.
Yeah, but like an old school coach, the guy with the big fat guy with a cigar and a beer in his hand, got to get your body in front of him.
Right.
He'd have stitches on his chest.
I agree.
Right now, but he was kind of caught there, but he redeemed himself. So congratulations, Orioles. Break your 3-game losing streak. Could win the series. But man, Trevor Rogers.
Awesome.
And Nolan and I were talking yesterday when you were out at Ravens. Oriole MVP voting is going to start probably in another early September. And you can only vote for guys that are on the team. Can't vote for O'Hearn or Laureano, who hit a home run for the Padres last night, by the way. You can't vote for these guys. You can only vote for dudes on the team. I still lean Gunner. who had another extra base hit last night. But Trevor Rogers went from a guy in May who we were saying we got fleeced by the Marlins to now might be the Orioles' most valuable player when it's all said and done. And that's a lot of different ways to look at it. Well, you suck when a guy that just got called up permanently in what, late May into early June, but he's been out. I mean, he's been as good as any Orioles starter we've seen in quite some. I mean, he's pitching. Burns had that great run early for the Orioles, and I'm not diminishing Corbin Burns. This guy's a stud. But what Trevor Rogers is doing is like, dude, is this Mike Mussina? Is it Jim Palmer we're watching? So he might win the Orioles' most valuable player. So would it be egregious to do that? It does speak volumes about where we're at this point.
I think it's your two guys, Bob, either Rogers or Gunner. I mean, to me, it's obvious one of those two.
Well, I would say this, because yesterday I leaned Rogers, and I still do. He's sure. 11 starts in, and by the end of the year, he should be somewhere around 15. If he's still with a sub 1.5 ERA, I think it's a lock. If it's below 2, I still think you give it to him. It's because he's been that dominant. I mean, look, if let's say Laureano was still here, O'Hearn was still here, and they were doing good things. I think even with other options, I'm not saying he would win it, but I still think Rogers would get decent votes and might even finish third if those other guys were here. So when it's all said and done, he's truly been this dominant. You know, post game last night, Matt Weirich asking Tony Mancelino, is this, can you call him an ace after this? Is this ace level stuff? Actually like the answer from Mancelino. He said he's pitching great. He's pitching like an ace, but to be an ace, you got to do it year after year.
Yeah, and even if he is an ace, they need another ace to go with him. And then you're crossing fingers hoping Bradish is what he was in 23 and when he pitched in 24. Now you might have the making of something, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But the Birds win, go for the series win. Tomo Sugano against Logan Evans. Seattle right now fighting with Houston for first place in the AL West. And then the Orioles go to Houston next. So the Baltimore Orioles, they can't help themselves in regards to the playoffs. They're 9.5 out of the wild card, buried in the East. But maybe they have an impact in early September on what happens in the AL West when it's all said. And they've already swept the Mariners. Wouldn't it be wild? Seattle loses the division because they were 1-5 against the Orioles. Wild, wacky stuff.
You root for these teams to go on and win the World Series. You can always hang your hat on that.
Yeah, and if it was the Yankees, I'd take joy in it. But I have no hate for the Seattle Mariners. Let's get out to the phone. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Fuck it to O's, right? Benny, I heard you on the early morning show about the training camp. Like, they're not allowing, got fans up there no more?
No, fans are done. Fans were there till Tuesday. Yesterday was family friends of the Ravens, and then now it's nobody.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because of the trippy getting thrown out of there. They stopped the bird. You messed up everybody, man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard, man.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch of fans, as they say.
Yeah, how do you get thrown out of the practice, man? Trippy don't even drink. So they serve drinks up there? What the hell is going on up there?
He doesn't?
No, he don't really drink like that. He's not really a drinker. He's like one drink and done type of person.
One drink and gets crazy type of person. I don't think they serve alcohol.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they, you know, the red shirts, one red shirt had his arm, one had the legs and everything. It was like a, you know, like he was dusting out there, man. You know, I don't expect dust to get thrown out, but, you know, but anyway,
but
man.
This was scheduled way in advance. I mean, they send you the calendar.
Oh, yeah,
training
yeah.
Camp.
Yeah, that was, yeah, no. Yesterday was the last day for anybody.
There was no press release that said because of trippy training camp fans.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But real quick on to the O's, right, about signing Eflin back. I think we definitely do give him a two-year deal, something like that. Because can you imagine Eflin in his rotation next year if Bradish come back? Assuming Bradish is healthy, you got Bradish, Rogers, Eflin. I know they're going to sign another starting pitcher. Say they only get one pitcher. You know, you got that pitcher at the number 4 slot, and then Kramer at number 5. And you can throw Povich in the bullpen, and I'm quite sure Brandon Young will be improved next year. And Wells coming back, Suarez, and we sign another bullpen arm. This will be one of the best rotations probably in the division next year. And I'm not even including
PT
Grayson.
On the phone. Yeah. Are we talking to PT over here? Hey, Rashawn, out here. Thanks for the call. We got hit bottom of the hour, but Eplin did say we'll play it when we come back. That he would love to come back, but obviously that's going to be a business decision on both sides. The ultimate one for the Orioles will qualifying offer. He takes it. He gets 20 mil or whatever it's going to be. And I think this year, I'm not 100% sure it's 21.5 for top 125 of what you're.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Position is. If he doesn't sign somewhere else, Orioles get a draft pick. Or they could non-tender him and he just hits free agency and then you try to renegotiate and say, hey, instead of giving you 22 mil for 1 year, how about we give you two for 22? 11 million bucks. Got the back surgery or he's getting it, which is going to alleviate pain that he said he's been dealing with for 5 years. He said it's affecting his quality of life. And again, as someone that's dealt with back stuff, I hear you for sure. But it's also affecting his pocketbook, which improves your quality of life. But Zach Eplin coming back. We'll come back, hear from him, get Nolan's thoughts on that. I think Nolan frowned upon the qualifying offer, but we'll elaborate. And also your thoughts on the Ravens. We're going to start looking at this projected 53-man roster as well. I mean, are we that close to it? Are there still injury concerns? Because you thought Alexander was going to be there yesterday. He was not.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we start getting into at least DEFCON 4 with this thing here?
Well, I think they're saving him. They need him for Buffalo more than they need him. You know, and I'm sure, Bob, with when he came in, got his physical and everything, I'm sure that the trainers told the coaches and stuff, you're going to have to baby him through. If you want him throughout the whole year, you're going to have to baby him through the practices and stuff. Because if the knee keep, and I don't know if it's knee swelling or, you know, had to get it drained.
Right.
That's not a good thing if you got to keep getting your knee drained.
But at very least, at some point, should he just come out, wave to the fans or something? You know what I mean? Do a little celebrity red carpet stuff. We'll come back. It's Total Request Thursday, 11 o'clock. Pick your votes. Featured artist Friday, Vinny Hady and Nolan.
The station with the best Ravens coverage.
Touchdown, Ravens!
Sports Radio, 105.7, The Fan.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. To me, it's an easy one. I'm going Lamar Jackson again because if he stays healthy for 17 games, I think it'll be Lamar. So crown your champion in August. Now, if the Ravens have the MVP, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. That's my pick there, too. Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day. For your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bet now because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Now you must be 21 and over in Maryland, present in Maryland, and please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.